On the phone with Jeff Bergman, the voice of Bugs Bunny in the upcoming Space Jam, New Legacy, and Yogi Bear in the new HBO Max series, Yellowstone. Jeff, I think me and every guy in America is jealous of you because you can do the voices that we all try desperately to do.
It's true, Doc. I'm the rabbit, all right. The voice in Space Jam.
Gosh, we're so mad at you. And please tell me you're also Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam, I am, I ought to say, a Hessian for aggression. I hate that rabbit.
Oh, my gosh. Every guy in America hates you because we wanted to be so much you. Jeff, your career goes way back. I mean, not way, 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 way back, but you took over for Mel Blanc, the incomparable voice artist from so many of those cartoons. What, did you ever get a chance to meet him?
I did. I did, Gary. It was 40 years ago while I was a junior at the University of Pittsburgh. He was giving a performance lecture there. And I saw him, and he was great, and he signed autographs. And I just happened to find out where he was staying off campus. And so I knocked on his door at about 10 o'clock at night, and I heard a voice say, just a jiffy, which kind of sounded a little like Marnie Rubble. And he was so kind. We spent about 45 minutes together. And that one meeting, when I was 20 years old, that changed the whole trajectory of my whole life.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't know it, of course.
I mean, I can imagine that. I mean, what a thrill, first of all, and then maybe to focus your career towards him. Do you ever feel you can live up to that legacy of his? I mean, you seem to be doing it.
Well, you know, I kind of liken it to Sean Connery being the original James Bond. Daniel Craig is doing a great job. I mean, he's a fantastic James Bond. But when I think of James Bond, I always think of Sean Connery first. Anything after that are, you know, actors that are lend their own spice to it, whatever that is. But he's always, you know, the one I go back to. And I kind of think Mel Blanc is not only the original Bugs Bunny, but he's the godfather of voiceover artists because there was nobody before him.
Now, I know you just wrapped up Space Jam, which, you know, there's got to be a lot of pressure on everyone doing this Space Jam. First of all, living up to the last one with Michael Jordan and company. How does this stack up with that?
Yeah, that was a big thing. I didn't realize it even because I was in my 30s when the first Space Jam came out. So it wasn't until I saw the trailer for Space Jam A New Legacy that I saw, oh my goodness, people are such fans of the original one. But honestly, it's a separate film, Gary. You know, this story is a standalone because it's about a story about a father and son reconnecting again. And for LeBron James to learn that his son really wants to go his own path in life. And so it's kind of a cool way that they reconnect back, and the Looney Tunes are kind of a conduit for them to, you know, reconnect as a father and son. But, of course, the Looney Tunes are still loony.
Looney Tunes are still loony. I know we don't want to spend the whole time on Space Jam, but you've got a brand-new show on HBO Max, Yellowstone, and you get to do Yogi Bear, along with all of those Hanna-Barbera cartoons are kind of intermixed with this.
Hey, it's true. I'm the voice of Yogi Bear in Yellowstone. And also the voice of Mr. Jinx.
That cat that can't stand Mises, that hates those Mises pieces.
And then, of course, I also voice Wally Gator as well. And then if you also remember Ranger Smith, I'm also Ranger Smith.
Yogi, if I were you, I wouldn't touch that picnic basket, Yogi, or you'll get in a lot of trouble, Yogi Bear.
Let me ask you, is this Yogi's incarnation different than anything from the original?
Well, I think the essences of Hawk and Yogi and Captain Caveman are all very much the same. I think as far as the characters go, they're pretty similar. I would say this show's faster paced because there's so many Hanna-Barbera characters. You have Huck and Yogi and Cindy and Captain Caveman and Mr. Jinx and Augie Doggie. So I think kids are going to really like this. I think they're going to enjoy it, even if they, you know, had never seen anything from the 60s or 70s.
Well, Jeff Bergman, I enjoyed my time talking with you. I got to talk with Bugs Bunny. That's all that matters to me. So thank you so much for your time today.
All right, and that's all, folks. Bye.